Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Shemini. Of course, the main event that happens in Shabbos Parshas Shemini is the passing of the children of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav and Avihu, who both die very tragically, and we have Aaron HaKohen showing his greatness in the famous pasuk Vayidaim Aharon, and Aharon was silent. And that is what I'd like to talk about today, Vayidaim Aharon, the example of Aaron who was silent in the face of a terrible tragedy, losing two children, and not just two children, but two children that were also to be leaders of Klal Yisrael. The kasha is, we understand Vayidaim Aharon is the paradigm, it's the ideal. It's what's given as an example. When somebody talks about how other people, lo yaleinu, suffer tragedies and deal with it well, we use Vayidaim Aharon as the example. However, that seems to be somewhat problematic, because the Gemara says in Brachis of Samach Amid Beis, Chayiv Adam Levorech Al Haroah Kishem Shemavorech Al HaTayva. The Gemara says the ideal of a person, Rachmana Litzlan, who undergoes a tragedy, is not Vayidaim Aharon. It's not the silence. On the contrary, the Gemara says Chayiv Adam Levorech. The Gemara brings a pasuk. The Gemara says Chayiv Lekablei V'Simcha Maikra Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira Lecha Hashem. Chesed Ashira Mishpat Ashira. Now, I don't say we're on that level, but the paradigm, the perfect example, the Aaron HaKohen, should not be Vayidaim Aharon. It should be Shira. Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira. Chesed Ashira, Mishpat Ashira. And that needs an explanation. The answer is the following. There's a difference. Rachmana Litzlan, when a tragedy befalls a person, so that person ideally should be able to sing Shira LaHashem, should be able to say Baruch Hashem, this is for the best, and to sing the praise of Hashem, Chayiv Adam Levorech Al Haroah Kishem Shem Levorech Al HaTayva. But that is when something tragic happens to the person himself. Obviously, when something tragic happens to a different person, so you should not be singing praise for what happened. You're not going to say, my friend had a tragedy, and say, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it's someone else's tragedy, then a person doesn't sing praise. A person doesn't praise at all. In the case of Vayidaim Aharon, we're talking about the greatness of one of the most perfect Yidden that ever existed, Aaron HaKohen. And we're not just looking at someone who was able to survive a tragedy quietly, but someone who had a deeper appreciation of what it means when a tragedy happens. In the Yeshurun Journal, which was published at Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's Petira, it was published a hesped that Rav Shlomo Zalman, I believe himself, had said. And he talked about the sadness of somebody passing away. And again, he's speaking on a high level, on a person, the level of an Adam Gadol, and he says the following. He says the sadness of death, the finality of death, when a person dies, is not primarily the pain that someone feels because he's going to miss that person. It's someone you love and someone you'll never see again. And there's a pain in the fact that the person is not here, the person is gone forever. Says of Shlomo Zalman, that is not tzara de mitzvah. He brings a raya from Rashi and Ksubis. Rashi says that that's not tzara de mitzvah, that's tzara de rishos. The fact you're going to miss somebody, that's not the depth of the meaning of the obligation, the mitzvah of avelus. The true tzar of death is that the person who passed away is no longer able to do mitzvahs, is that he's no longer in a world of accomplishment. He's no longer in a world where he could daven, where he could do mitzvahs. As we know, when the Vilna Gaon died, he wept Amnon's tummy. He asked him why he was weeping. He said, I'm leaving a world where for a few pennies I could be mekayim in the midst of tzitzis 24 hours a day. Shouldn't I weep? Aaron HaKohen understood something that ordinary people like us will probably never reach the level to understand. Aaron HaKohen understood when his children died that the sadness was not sadness for him that he lost children. If it was his own personal tragedy, so then it would be Chayav Adam Levarech Al Hara Kishem Shemevarech Al HaTayva. He saw a world, this world, as a temporary place. The tragedy is in the inability of Kiyam Mitzvah, and in that, he saw it as a tragedy that befell others, that befell Nadav Avihu, Vayidaim Aharon. And rather than complain, Kaviyachol, to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how could it be his beloved children had such a tragedy befall them, he had the strength to be quiet. But the kasha, that he should have been on the level of Levorech Al Hara, no, we never say Levorech Al Hara when something happens to somebody else. This is an understanding of Vayidaim Aharon. So this is a thought regarding the parasha. Let me move on to another thought regarding current events. And here I'd like to share with you a thought which I saw b'shem Rav Moshe Shapiro. And although he said it years ago, it's very applicable to the current state of affairs here in the United States, particularly in our state, in New York State, the political upheaval that this last year has brought, on top of the disease. But worse is the political upheaval and the insanity that is gripping not only the nation, but more so the states in which Jews live predominantly. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu looked at this world, and he saw this world. The expression that Chazal used is he saw Avraham Avinu ra'ahilam kibira dilekis. He saw this world like a burning palace, like a bira dilekis, a bira on fire. Now, what is the meaning on fire? I mean, does it mean he saw this world as a place of destruction? Not likely. There's a lot of construction in this world. There's a lot of good things. What does it mean, kibira dilekis? Rav Moshe Shapiro explained, and I'll try to share with you as best I can, as follows. There's something very unique about a fire. When you look at a fire, it seems as if you're seeing something that's a constant. It seems as if you're seeing something that stays the same. Obviously, if you see a building, the building stays the same. It's the same building from one minute to the next. And it's true, the building is the same building. However, when you see a fire burning, you see a fireplace, you see a fire burning on your stove, you see a match that's burning. To the eye, it also looks like something that's constant, that exists the next minute because it existed the last minute. That's the way it is with most physical things in Olam Hazeh. However, in the case of a fire, it's not that way at all. A fire only exists as long as it has fuel to consume. Every minute, it needs additional fuel, and as long as it's consuming something, it continues to exist. Its existence is not, since it was here a minute ago, it's going to be here in a minute also. Rav Olam Kibira Delekes. People look at Olam Hazeh as a place where things have a certain stability. Things have a certain constant. The way the world was yesterday, that's the way it'll be tomorrow. It certainly feels that way. It certainly seems that way, typically, that the world goes from minute to minute with an ongoing stability. Avraham Avinu understood that that's not true. That Olam Hazeh is a place of dynamic movement, of a lot of change, of things that take place constantly and are changing all the time. And he understood that to get from minute to minute, a person has to be a Bal Madrega. A person has to see purpose in getting from one minute to the next minute. He saw the world, Kibira Delekas, as a place of change. This comes to mind because I remember when I was growing up, it was known that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky did not like that from Yidden wear a talus out in the street among the Umas HaOlam. He said, you didn't have to be tzanua. And I remember thinking that Rabbi Yaakov came from Lita. He grew up in a certain place where there was a narrow-mindedness in the world around him. And he said, you don't go out with it wearing a talis b'shus arab. But in America is a very tolerant country. And is there an issue with wearing a talis out in the street? Rav Moshe has a tshuva. If a guy wants to buy a mezuzah, and you tell him it's only for Jews, is that correct? Rav Moshe writes, Mishum Eva, a person is allowed, it's actually born halacha, but Rav Moshe writes it in the 20th century, you can sell a guy a mezuzah, Mishum Eva, because you don't want to cause the guy to have Eva against the Jew. And there too, when I read it, I was thinking, Eva, Sakana, a guy comes in for a mezuzah, and I tell him, no, mezuzahs are for Yidden. Is there Eva? The world that I grew up in was a world that had stability, or it looked like it had stability. Actually, the world lives from a moment to moment. It needs to have a kiyum, like a fire needs to have a kiyum. And we've seen that now in the year that passed. We have no idea where the world is going. We have no idea where the government the country we're in is going. Insanity reigns. New York State just passed a budget that allows $2 billion for funding to help undocumented aliens, tell people that are here not legally. I wish they would give $2 billion to the private schools. But no, private schools, that goes against the Constitution. And people here illegally, that doesn't go against the Constitution. Well, we live in a different world. I don't mean the politics of it. I mean the reality of it. I want to say as a place of constant change, of inconsistency. Ashrei Odom Mefachi Tomi. The Gemara in the Sugya of Kamtzel Bar Kamtzel says this about the Jew in Galus. Ashrei Odom Mefachi Tomi. A person has to always be afraid. What does it mean always be afraid? Because I'll say Ashrei Odom Mefachi Tomi. It's Ruchnius. A person always has to be worried that he'd be worthy. Ruchnius, to be worthy of what's going on in the world, of a shmira, of being well taken care of. It's well known that there's a story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. What is the lesson of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa? So all our beloved Darshanim tell us it has to do with the lesson of Bein Adam L'Chaverei, being nice to people, being inclusive, speaking up. Not true. That's not the lesson. And it's a true lesson, but it's not what the Gemara says. It's for people who don't read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yechanan, Ashrei Odom Mefachet Tomid, Akamtsa Uvarkamtsa Chorv Yerushalayim. Ashrei Odom Mefachet Tomid, the people of that generation were confident that the nations that controlled Eretz Yisrael would not destroy Yerushalayim. And they behaved a certain way. The story of Kamtsa Uvarkamtsa is a story that teaches us Ashrei Odom Mefachet Tomid. And so, we live now in a more difficult time than we lived 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, all my lifetime. Politically, it's more difficult. Truthfully, it's very typical of the Golus of Klal Yisrael. As a matter of fact, it's still far better than any year of our Golus. The lesson of the instability, the political instability of the world around us, is a lesson of Ashrei Odom Mefachet Tomid, meaning not that you have to be afraid of the Umay Sa'olam, but you have to be afraid that you yourself will not be worthy. You have to work on being worthy to be a Yid who in the Golus is able to excel. And that's the lesson of Avraham Avinu seeing a Bira Deluka. Olam Hazeh is a world, it's burning, it's always burning. It always needs no fuel to continue. Ashrei Odom Mefachet Tomid means to be a better person, to be a good person. Chazal say to be afraid of Olam Hazeh. No, that's chaitim who are afraid of everything in Olam Hazeh. Elch Yid Ashrei Odom Mefachet Tomid means Mefachet that his ma'asim will be worthy of the continuing day to day protection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so, with that thought, I leave everybody wishing you a hatzlacha, a period of time to Kabbalah Satira, where your mefached brings you to greater success, greater hatzlacha, greater aliyah, as we climb the ladder of Sfiras HaOmer towards Matan Teresenu, Zman Matan Teresenu, the upcoming Shavuos, a good Shabbos to one and all.